The Colorado River provides water for 40 million people in the Southwest, but the river is running short on water, and this is pushing some states to tap into every available drop before things get worse. In the first of a series we're calling The Final Straw, KUNC's Luke Runyon reports on a controversial effort to make one Colorado reservoir bigger.
Tyson Long drives his black pickup truck in the foothills outside Boulder, Colorado. The narrow dirt road twists and turns through pine forest and past houses with yard signs that read, "Stop Gross Reservoir Expansion."
So this is a good vantage point. We are at the corner of...
Long and his wife, April Lewandowski, live near the reservoir in an area called Coal Creek Canyon. As we get closer to the dam, they imagine trucks full of building materials barreling toward us.
People are gonna get in car wrecks, and people are gonna get killed doing this. I'm convinced that's gonna happen, and that's why I keep hitting the safety nail on the head.
Those trucks could become a reality. The utility that owns the reservoir, Denver Water, wants to increase the size of the dam by 131 feet and fill the human-made lake with more water from the headwaters of the Colorado River. From an overlook, the dam is a deep wall of concrete situated between the tree-lined canyon walls.
But I mean, you look at how the land splays out. I mean, you see why they want to do that. It's so much wider all the way around.
If the expansion goes through, this would be the tallest dam in the state, and where we're standing would be underwater.
Like, there's nothing that we get from this. Like, we don't get the water from it. We don't get a better, like, we've never been told we were going to get a better road or a wider road.
It is a major construction project. I don't want to gloss over that. It will have impacts to the local community.
Jim Lockhead is the CEO of Denver Water. The utility's been pushing for the expansion since 2003. That's when a lack of snow caused the agency to nearly run out of water in one of its service areas.
This is a project that's needed today to deal with that imbalance and that vulnerability and to give us more drought resiliency.
Safety concerns are just the beginning of the project's opposition. Environmentalists are suing, arguing the expansion will harm endangered fish. A group of local activists say the additional water will spur unsustainable population growth. And the utility is now sparring with Boulder County officials over a land use permit.
No one wakes up in the morning and says, "Gee, I hope there'll be a 7-year dam construction project in my backyard."
Anna McDermott also lives near the banks of Gross Reservoir. She spoke about that permit at a public meeting in March.
"This project represents an effort by Denver Water Board to actually grab water while they can before federal legislation and management of the Colorado River Basin is imposed."
What McDermott is referring to is a disconnect in the watershed. States downstream, like Arizona and Nevada, just signed a new agreement that keeps them from becoming more reliant on the river. Meanwhile, upstream in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah, the opposite is happening.
There really isn't unused or excess water out there.
That's University of Colorado water policy researcher Doug Kenny.
So every new water project we build is undercutting the reliability of every other water project we've already built.
A long-standing compact gives upper basin states the legal cover to continue developing projects like the Gross Reservoir expansion. Kenny says that adds additional pressure to the river.
I used to think that limiting factor would be the economic cost of these projects, but currently there's little evidence to suggest that's what stops these things. You know, it's politics, and it's how well mobilized the political opponents are to these projects.
Meaning to justify the costs of these big builds, water managers throughout the Colorado River's upper basin have to convince a skeptical public they're absolutely necessary. I'm Luke Runyon in Greeley, Colorado.